Tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays to Gospel Hospital Radio for India Hour with me, Tom, and you.
Patch.
No, I'm Patch.
Oh yeah.
Hello, this is Tom Ridley on Gospel Hospital Radio.
Good evening again, Gospel. We're still live.
That's funny, that, because I was having a Groundhog Day moment, and in fact it was Groundhog Day in the last week.
Was it now?
There was a headline which I didn't check out.
Oh, Puxatony film.
It was yesterday, 2nd.
Yes, but apparently there's a disagreement between two different groundhogs in different countries or something, saying it's... I think they came up with different predictions, because it's all about predictions, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it weather?
Yeah, whether there's going to be, six more weeks? It can't be 6 more months of winter, but
six more
weeks of winter.
I didn't realise that Groundhog Day was a thing before the film. I thought that was a conceit that they'd invented for the film, but it's actually a thing. And
It's scientific as well, you know.
It's totally scientific, yeah.
So did Puxatony Phil...
Is the groundhog in the one with
So what was
Murphy?
His verdict, though? But you suddenly... So hold on a minute. There's a Puxatony Phil and there's an imposter, and they disagreed. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that, yes. Yes.
Wow.
And there's two interesting facts from that film that I can probe. Number one, there's a band called The Dismemberment Plan, came out of a quote from that, where he meets his old friend, inverted commas, from high school, and the guy tries to sell him something on the street corner.
Insurance.
He says, well, do you want to be interested in this, that, dismemberment plan? And there's a fantastic band called Dismemberment Plan who we have played. They've got some great
based
tracks.
On, and that's where they got the name.
Just that snippet from that one.
Wow.
That one line in the movie. And then I haven't read this other thing as well, but phone in if you know. How many days is he supposed to have been in the town?
Ooh.
I think I read decades somewhere.
Well, yeah, because he was a fine pianist.
Yeah, well,
by the end of it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But what I'm saying is you've got to repeat that. You can't do that over 100 days. So
that's got to be...
Was it 5,000 hours you're supposed to practice?
To be a maestro, they say 10,000 hours to be a maestro.
That's what they say.
They say, whoever they are. I don't believe them anyway. But so come on, what's your number? I bet there's some Reddit thing that will say how many days he's meant to have been there.
God, I don't know.
Come on.
Do you know the answer to this?
No, I don't. I was hoping you'd come up. I was just looking for material.
But how are you going to know if I'm right or wrong?
Well,
10,000.
I think 10,000 is a good call. Because that's, we just said... Oh, no, 10,000 hours. That's not 10,000 days.
Yeah.
You could have been practicing other times, so you could do that in 5,000 days. Mm. Oh, no.
That'd be a good quiz question, I reckon, that.
Yeah, but is there an answer? It's only a good question.
Well, I tell you what, we can Google it while we're playing the
all
next
right.
track.
Oh, okay.
This is Kaiser Chiefs and Every Day I Love You Less and Less.
I digressed, impressed.
Kaiser Chiefs with Every Day I Love You Less and Less. Quite cheerful for a song with that title.
Yeah, yeah, which is funny because Peter was just saying, Peter Joan Arwen from Nowhere was just saying that, you know, we were saying that country and western was quite depressing, but with a name like Every Day I Love You Less and Less from,
yes,
from a bubbly pop tune.
The poor woman.
Poor man.
Yeah. At least she wasn't threatened with a gun.
Yes, true that. Yes, just less love.
Less and less.
So back to the juicy, nerdy production stuff of where you get where a CD comes from. You had to start a record label. Is that obligatory?
Yeah.
It's not obligatory.
Little
is
did
it?
I know that right. That's what we're actually doing. But and it's quite a process. And I mean, first of all, you obviously got to record the tracks,
yep,
which I've got plenty of experience doing.
Yeah.
But then you need to get them properly mastered. And I told you the story about I mastered them myself. And I'm rubbish.
Right.
Okay. So I sent them out to a few friends to say, okay, what do you like? And I got this phone call from this lady who's the mother of the guy that finally mixed it. And she said, who mixed these tracks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, why? She said, because they're rubbish. And I said, well, hang on, I'll pass you over to him. So I went, hello?
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, who are you? I said, it was actually me. And hands up.
But
I
then,
know I'm
but
rubbish.
How did jumping back to the Neo user? Neo did it. How come he had the skills and the chops to do it?
Because his dad's a studio engineer,
and he'd literally grown up on his father's knee,
so he
learning his stuff.
And sure enough, he did a nice job. And then it's mixed, and brings out all the instruments. Because the thing about mixing, you might not know, is that take bass and drums. Bass and drums sometimes hit the same frequencies. This I knew all this stuff. I just didn't know how to do it.
Right,
it's a bit techie. And so you want to take out the frequencies where the bass is interfering with the drum. Otherwise, what you get is this mud rather than, oh, there's a bass and there's the drums.
It's like resonant frequencies.
Yeah.
Like you've got a break stick when you work marching on a bridge.
You change the EQ so you can take out certain frequencies from the bass. Oh. So it all fits together but doesn't interfere with one another. Yes, no molestations.
No molestations, yes. Is it? Hallucinations.
So that's mixed. So then it's mixed. But then, nowadays, everything is mastered. Now, in the old days, the mastering guys, when things were cut into vinyl, they used to master so that you got most bang for your buck.
Can you define what mastering is?
Mastering is bringing the sound of everything up.
Right.
So it sounds really fantastic. It's not just... So you've got a great track, but let's make it sound really sonically great as well.
Okay.
And in the old days, they used to actually work with the wax master. And it depended on how wide the grooves were and how deep you wanted the little bumps. So you get...
So they would be probably done by strange individuals in dark rooms. Who had learned this trade. It's all about some sort of kind of arcane secret knowledge.
Yes. But nowadays... The importance of doing it nowadays is because electronic dance music is mastered to its max.
We don't mention that here.
So if you see the sound wave of most tracks nowadays, everything's maxed right up to the edge.
Right.
Okay. Whereas in the old days, you listen to Nat King Cole, it's got this soft roundness, but if your track's on a radio station and goes on after Calvin Harris, and you haven't got it mastered up to the set, yours sounds a bit weak.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So the next stage, unfortunately, I have a friend who lives in the south of France, Stefan Schürrle,
right,
a German friend who goes the name of Zeno, which means stranger in Greek.
Zeno.
Z-E-N-O. He did the mastering. And interestingly enough, you were talking about CJ earlier on in Audacity. He mastered it in Audacity.
Oh, yeah. Which is freeware.
And it's all about LUFs, LUFSs, and it's all gets there. And get it, so it's
everywhere. So it was mixed and then mastered.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very complicated.
You look exhausted. You look exhausted, Patch.
You know, I love sort of sucking in this data.
I know.
Give me details. And then it's mastered.
Yep.
And then what actually goes to the press?
Well, then,
the CD factory,
nowadays,
or
is it
ready for that? Or does it then have to be digested by a cat?
Well,
like coffee beans.
No, we decided not to do that on this particular album.
Just for a change.
That'll be on volume two.
So first of all, what's really easy to do is to put it out digitally.
Yeah.
And a lot of the kids now use something called DistroKid. But we decided to go with... I've been working with a company called Emo Bands, which I had actually put out something years ago. You asked if I'd ever put anything else out.
Yeah,
I had put a single out before.
Aha.
But that was a long time ago.
Is that a rare...
But Emo Bands are based in Scotland, and they got quite a good service. And with these companies, they put everything out to all the digital platforms, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Tunes.
Ah, yes. Deezer. You mentioned this. That's A, there's the audio aspect, and B, you said there's even things like the formatting of the artwork has to be incredibly precise or to a certain set of specific...
Yeah, everybody has their own standards, and you have to make sure it's all put
out. So emo bands.
Emu. Like Emu the bird.
Right.
And so that's all out digitally. You can get it on all the platforms. Joe No One. Just
so Joe No One from Nowhere, Country Golden Hits Volume 01,
yep,
is on Apples?
You name
Apples.
Yeah. Don't ask me what they're called.
Deezer?
All of
Come
them.
On, name some
you
more.
Name a bloody... Sorry about the swearing. And
it's platform.
A platform. Oh, because I think I stumbled across it on Bandcamp. Is it Bandcamp you're on? SoundCloud?
No, Bandcamp is something different. They you can actually put your stuff up on Bandcamp.
Because that's one of the hits if you do web search.
Yeah.
Joe No One from Nowhere.
I don't think we're not on Bandcamp.
Okay. Because that's much more... that's actually selling, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, perhaps you want to do that. You've learned... you're sure you've considered it,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, we're quite happy with what we're doing at the moment, which is, make a donation and we'll send you a CD.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go into details about where to find that in a minute.
Yes.
Are we going to play a track?
Let's do that. Let's play your favourite track off this CD patch, which is...
Love Letters in the Sand. And before we do that, anything about that? It's by Kenny and Coots.
Well, it was a poem by Nick Kenny and J. Fred Coots.
It's not a typo then. It's just Kenny twice.
Yeah, because there were two of them, the two brothers.
Right, okay. It's not called Kenny or Kenny, Kenny. That'd be a good name, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, it's set to a song, a tune, which is The Spanish Cavalier of 1881, a song. Ted Black and his orchestra with vocalist Tom Brown had the first major hit. But then Pat Boone in 1931. And Pat Boone had the big hit in the 50s. And the one that's in your internal jukebox in the mind is Pat Boone.
And what's the 1881 connection?
That's the original song was the melody was taken.
The
melody is
from 1881.
1881.
Nothing's new these days, is it?
No.
Oh well. Yeah. Well, let's hear it, shall we?
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laugh when I cry, each time I saw the tide.
That was Love Letters in the Sand.
Although, I was going to say, well, let's move on to something else, but briefly, was there some particularly melancholic lyric to that? Or just generally depressing country and western vibe?
I can't remember whether he gets thrown over or what in that.
Oh, well, we can check that out later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, so I've got the lyrics here.
So you've got, right, so back to the you've done the mastering with Emu.
Yes, Emu Bands. Emu Bands is a digital distribution service.
Oh, distribution.
Okay.
So what we want to the mastering...
is done with Audacity.
We were just talking briefly in the break there. So mastering being waxing lyrical about how these artisans were clever with the mastering and back in the day on wax.
Yeah, well, we were talking about wax and getting the
and you mentioned Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, because Hey Jude is about seven minutes long.
Yep.
And they had to figure out how to narrow the grooves so they could get the whole track on without it.
To fit on a 45, a 7-inch.
Yeah. And the guy that did it was sort of a genius and managed to do it.
Right, so they got the best of the best. Yeah. They could afford them then.
Yeah.
But they actually literally had to cram it in.
Yeah.
Because they weren't compromising. So what about Bohemian Rhapsody? That's one for another day. Was that a 7-inch? I don't know. It was, because Blue Monday was the first big 12-inch.
So of course, nowadays, we don't worry about all this.
No.
Yeah.
The old boys are dying. So you get that on the digital platforms. Then how did it actually get from the master to a CD?
You take the WAVs, which have been mastered.
Right, yeah, that's
and
easy.
And then you just send them to, you upload them to your Google Drive.
Is that right?
And then
other drives are available.
There's a mob in Poland that everybody likes, because there's two ways of doing CDs too.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot remember what they're each called, but one is where you actually
call them
use
A and B.
A proper CD, and the other is when you use a rewritable CD, which is cheaper.
Right, right.
But the problem with those is that on some old CD players, they won't play. But, but I had it done, and I cannot for the life of me remember the place that did it.
Warsaw.
Yeah.
Also,
anyway,
CD
he was
burners.
Great. He did it. Turned it around in a week before Christmas.
Right.
God bless him.
God bless him. Mm-hmm. I was going to make some joke about Polish builders then, but I couldn't think of one. And it's probably been racist. can't say that.
Nationist.
So that's it. Nationist. That's more like it. So from one end to another, that's the whole thing. And then you have the record company as kind of an entity, or doesn't that matter so much?
Well,
it's just wrapped into your other. Well, we haven't talked much about Healthy Generations, but your enterprise of Healthy Generations.
Yeah, just to let people know about Healthy Generations. If you're interested in Healthy Generations, and the website is healthygenerations.org.uk, and if you go to the shop, then you can see Joe and see all that stuff. But the reason we did it was because we wanted to raise the profile of the charity, but also we're looking at tendering, which is something you can do. You can get contracts from local governments and central government for doing all kinds of things. And we went to a company to find out if we were tenderable. And they said we're very tenderable in two areas. One is mindfulness, which we do.
Right.
And the other is the record company. Because obviously there's a lot of money at the moment for getting the kids off the streets and doing something useful.
Uh-huh.
And of course, music, teenagers.
And kids are a generation.
Thumbs up, isn't it? Yeah.
Are you talking about expanding Healthy Generations to the younger demographic?
Yeah. Well, we are called Healthy Generations.
I know. I noticed that.
Yeah.
It's making every generation healthy. And so, you know, it's obviously based in London, as you said, that's where you started it. But you know, you've moved back to Portsmouth, your home city.
Yes, I was born and bred in Portsmouth.
Born and bred, Pompey Geezer.
Yeah.
But it's, even though it's based in Islington, it does have a significant web presence.
Yes, we do 20... I was trying to do the maths, because we've got 23 online classes, and they're not all... About 21 of them is every week, and two of them are every month.
Right.
So I think we're 22.3 total online classes a week.
There's quarters there.
And anyone's welcome to join, and all our classes are free. So if you want to do an online class with us, we do all sorts of things. Mindfulness, yoga, Pilates... All health oriented, because it's all about health, Healthy Generations. And the reason it's because I told the story about we were originally called Music for People, taking mental health service users into old people's places. But I've always had interest in health because of my things being all about music medicine. And as one was becoming older, And of course, Wiser, I was very interested in, okay, what can you do to postpone old age?
Right.
And so that's basically what Health Generations is all about. How can we... my favourite strap line, which is actually on the website, is you can't guarantee good health, but you can improve the odds.
Nice. Improve the odds.
And that's what Health Generations is all about, is offering opportunities to improve the odds of good health.
How interactive are the online courses, classes?
Yeah, they're all live.
And so do you get people...
Is that, so it's instructor-led, is it?
It's instructor-led, oh, yeah, okay. But they're live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are any of them sort of sing-alongs?
No.
Oh.
That's what Zoom for sing-alongs.
Oh, I've heard this.
Rubbish.
Oh, rubbish. No, but that's part of the beauty, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
But
it's all about syncing.
Well, you could have a sing-along, but have everybody on mute.
If you want, you have to put everyone on mute, or you have to enjoy cacophony.
Right, I see. Well, we've got another, I think we have one more. We're definitely going to have a non-Joe Nowhere, Joe No One From Nowhere track now.
We are.
We've actually got a request in from Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hey.
He's tuned in. Very glad you're here, Adam, for the first time. And he wants the last track of the album, and maybe we'll save that as a surprise.
Ah, yes.
But we're still going to have a live one as well.
That does actually have a sexist remark, that song, which we can discuss later.
We can discuss that later, but I think it's so ubiquitous. It can't be so ubiquitous. That's one of those non-gradable adjectives. It's ubiquitous, so I think get away with it.
Mm.
So we're going to play something completely different now.
All right,
this is
ready?
Ida Maria.
Here we go.
Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, oh my God. Are you sick I'm in control, oh my God. Oh, you think it's all for fun, oh my God. Oh, you think I'm in control, oh my God. Oh, you think it's all for fun, been a smile. Been a smile on my face, been a smile. Been a smile on my face, been a smile. Been a smile on my face, been a smile. Been a smile on my face, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, oh my God. Oh, you think I'm in control, oh my God. Oh, you think it's all for fun, oh my God. I think I'm in control, oh my God. Oh, you think it's all for fun, find a cure. Oh my God, oh, you think it's all for fun.
And that was?
Bosch, Ida Maria, Oh My God. And I think she threatened to be quite big in indie circles for a bit. She might be around somewhere, but I saw her at Reading and quite enjoyed it.
That song rings a bell. Is that quite an old song?
Yeah,
is it?
It's okay. Probably 15 plus years, because I haven't been a proper punter at Reading for 10 years plus. Proper punter. Squeaky chair.
If you've got any requests, you can WhatsApp us on 07443 620861. Kudos to Adam Lewis for writing the number down quickly yeah. as it was read out earlier. So well done, Adam. Good work.
Yeah, because that was probably quite fleeting.
Yeah.
It's not an easy number to remember either. It's not like 777777.
It's not like our email address.
No.
gospelhospitalradiostudio@gmail.com.
That's right.
Rip.
I was trying to probe deeper into the online sessions and online classes. Are they online classes?
Yes.
That Healthy Generations do? Yep. What's the most popular one? That's what I was wondering.
The two most popular things we do, and one of them you can't do on, well, you can do online, but we don't, are Pilates and line dancing.
Neither are online.
Pilates is.
Oh,
line
is it?
Dancing isn't.
Oh, that's good.
For obvious reasons, you know, you're not in the line. Yeah. Well, you can imagine your line.
I like the idea of a sing-along. We just have everybody on mute. Did we say that live on air?
We did.
Just do it on mute? Okay. What about your... I know you lead a class every Wednesday.
I do 5 classes a week.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
All right.
I do 2 digital helps. Helping people figure out why their computer's doing weird things.
Oh, good luck with that, mate. It's bad enough with anybody. Never mind online.
But the computer's got to work well enough to connect to you digitally, though.
Well, true that. Yes, so. That can be an issue. Sometimes one is on the phone. Yes. And what else do I do?
You do the meditation, don't you?
I do mindfulness.
Yeah.
And I do a longevity class, which is sort of a mishmash of Qigong and Tai Chi.
Oh.
And what's the other one I do? I can't remember now. Something else. Weight and Chi. Yes, what is weight and Chi? Well, it's play on words. And yes, a lot of older people, especially ladies, they have an illness, serious illness, and they've lost all their strength because one's muscle mass starts disappearing if you're laid up in bed for weeks on end, especially when you're older.
Mm.
And so we do a weights class. In fact, it's quite a big program we're doing at the moment for balance, strength, and using weights. And it's also called Qi because I also do breathing exercises, which is also very good for getting your energy back.
What's the biggest weight they can do?
Well, I'm up to 3 kilograms. I don't want to go any higher than that.
So it's more about reps. And yeah. I don't know what we're talking about, but it's not like pushing 50K. What are they called, pushing?
No.
What's that? Pumping. Pumping.
Lifting weights.
I would like to say something.
Go on, Ed.
Is that I'm dead against pushing yourself in anything.
Okay.
I think it's all about tortoise.
Oh.
Slowly build up the muscles, slowly build up the strength, the flexibility, the balance. Nobody thinks about flexibility and balance as you get older. It's important. And it's not because you're getting old, it's because you ain't using it. So you're losing it.
Gotcha. We got a special treat now. You've brought a guitar, I believe they call one of those.
Run.
So what track are you going to play for us?
We're going to do a song off the album, which is called Dream, and it's written by Johnny Mercer. Words and music. And for anyone who's old enough knows that Johnny Mercer was mainly a lyricist, and he wrote the lyrics to Moon River, Huckleberry Friend, and all that kind of stuff. And I just love the stories behind songs. He wrote it as a signature tune for a radio show he did in Los Angeles in the 1940s. And it was the tune they played when they played out at 10 o'clock at night when the radio station closed down. And if you go on YouTube, there's all these people saying, I used to go to sleep to this song when I was 17. Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of memories there. So dream when the day is through. Ooh. Dream and they might come true. Things never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream. So dream, dream, dream. It's really interesting doing live stuff because I know that song backwards, right?
And you still got
this is the first time I've played it live in maybe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
twice, two chords completely screwed up. I love you anyway.
Oh, we shouldn't have clapped. Can we take the claps back?
Well, thank you for clapping.
I noticed you brought the lyrics because you were telling me the other day that when you go to when you put shows on in wherever,
yeah,
you know,
it takes about 3 gigs before you don't have to worry about it anymore.
But also, no. But you also took all your music and your lyrics because you just did requests, and then you just follow whatever path the audience wanted, and you could meander through any era, any genre.
We actually do have somebody who plays with the charity, Dan Beaulaurier. He's got a band up in London, but he's a human jukebox, and you can ask him just about any song, he knows it.
Right.
But I used to have a tablet. And my modus operandi was I'd go into somewhere and say, somebody pick a tune, and then we just go down that
wormhole.
So I haven't learned lyrics for a long time, but with Joe, we need to know the lyrics. Yeah, sing live.
You do.
Yeah.
So also, we're talking about the future editions. It's going to be another country and western compilation. I didn't press you on this, but I wanted to know if there are any other genres you'd consider. You said you're a pop fan, but is there anything else that might take it?
I'm probably going to do blues next.
Oh.
After the next country album. But probably the most popular is show tunes, films.
Ah, yeah. Right, right.
Go, a deer, a female.
That's your go-to.
Deer, and all that kind of stuff, yeah. And Maria, same show. What else?
Surely show tunes
are... I could have danced all night.
I could have sung all night. Surely, aren't they withering a bit? You know, because he's saying country and western's got a...
Yes.
Or, you know, it hasn't got the same... I'm not saying punch, but it hasn't got the same popularity, show tunes.
Well, it has amongst a certain... But the trouble is, when I first started doing this in 2005-ish, 4-ish, 5-ish, 6-ish, everything was the 50s, the older folk. They wanted to hear Guy Mitchell. And the song you like, Pat Boone, and all that kind of stuff, all from the 50s. But of course, everybody's getting older, darlings. And now, in the care home, it's all 60s and 70s, isn't it?
It's
Led Zeppelin, please.
Seriously?
What's
the most modern record you've been asked for in a care home?
That's
a tricky question, I suppose.
Nobody...
That you recall.
There was a lady in one that used to love the Katie... What's her name song? What's her name?
Katy Perry?
Katy Perry, a tiger thing.
I have
a tiger, feet, I don't know.
What is it called?
I know the song you mean.
Yeah, but she loved it.
I did actually.
It's called Raw.
Okay. Right?
Raw, yeah. Well done. Yeah.
I saw one of these choirs of older persons and they were singing Sonic Youth.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you're probably not a Sonic Youth fan, but I am.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
No, well,
I've heard the name.
They're not even modern because you know they would have been 40 years old by now, but they split up because Mr. Sonic Youth was a bit naughty. Mrs. Sonic Youth was a bit upset about it. Thurston Moore and Kim Gordon. She's got a good album out. Right, what we're going to do now is play a bit of Americana, please, Tom.
All right, here we go.
Washed my face in the rivers of empire, made my bed from a cardboard crate, down in a city of quartz. No news, no new regrets, tossed a Susan B over my shoulder,
prayed it would rain and rain, submerge the whole western states, call it a last fair deal with an American seal and corporate handshake. Take the story of Carpenter Mike and drop his tools and his keys and left and headed out as far as he could past the city and gated neighborhoods. He slept beneath the stars, wrote down what he drowned, and he built a machine for no one to see, and took flight, first light of new morning.
That was
Calexico, Sunken Walsh, Waltz.
And you were just picking on poor Pete here, I guess.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, I'm being abused.
Well, the next... That's from the album A Feast of Wire. And they've done some amazing things, Calexico. Saw them at Red... I don't know if I saw them at Reading many years ago, and halfway through their set, they brought on a very small mariachi band at Reading Festival. That's quite mind-blowing.
Nice.
And I loved them ever since. So... Americana, very closely allied to country and western. Mm-hmm. You're writing your track list for the next album.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should do some Calexico, and,
no.
I'll make some suggestions.
No.
What's that, a no?
Well, I have a look at it. But you've got to remember who we're doing it for.
Oh, okay.
Do they know it?
Yeah, but it could be a bonus track to be a different, to be off on a different tangent.
Okay. Well, you can try to twist my arm.
I can twist your arm.
Yes.
That was an open no, I heard. An open no.
It was very good. It was a very strange, yes. No, wasn't it?
Yes, I'll get it. I'll look up.
I'll listen back.
Check my diary.
Okay. Well, anyway. Americana. I love Americana, you see. So, as I say, they're close, and I should dig into the roots of that. I don't know.
Well, they're bound to do something popular somewhere.
Calexico?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. They're the sort of band that will have probably have been used on some American show somewhere. So they would, I bet they'll have a track. Like, who's that other band that's got the very famous song? Oh, they're like Americana. And they did the theme song for one of the American programs. It's kept them alive. You know, I'll try and think about it. Pete, if you list other Pete.
You're not talking about Alabama 3,
yes.
Are you?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Alabama
Sopranos.
3. Sopranos. Did the Sopranos. And it. You know, they live off the royalties, but they also play live. And
I don't know. I think they got something like 300,000 or something like that for that. But it was super international mega hit, which is their...
Yes.
You know, and if you look up Alabama 3 on Spotify, their top five songs are different versions of that same song. So it's sort of saturated.
Getting a little bit from it. But so I suspect Calexico have got a hit like that buried in a program. And so, like you say, they may have a hit that you could...
Yeah.
That I can twist your arm.
Yes.
So we're going to have some more live music.
Yes.
It was a request, right? Oh, no. Hang on. You can't. Adam's. We'll come back to that. But Adam asked for this, which you're going to play now. And it's Stand By Your Man.
Stand By Your Man. Yes, it's very, very topical because it's all about gender and stuff. She used to get into a lot of trouble about this.
Did she?
Back in the day, cause women's liberation and all that. Because she was suggesting that one should stand by one's man. But it does have a sexist remark in it, which is, because after all, he's just a man. Anyway, I should expect full participation in this.
Me too, Pat, me too.
Here we go. Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Here we go, are we ready? Stand by your man, give him two arms to cling to, and something warm to come to. When nights are cold and lonely, stand by your man, and tell the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man. Well, thank you.
I thought it was going to be a reprise at the end of the end, so we're going to...
No, I was avoiding
crank it up
all
again.
The clever, I was avoiding doing all the clever guitar bits because I was supporting to screw them up.
Oh, you should have gone for it, man. You should have just gone for it. What else? Clever guitar bits. But you're an accomplished guitar player, right?
Rhythm guitar player.
Oh.
Yes. I mean, I can do the odd lure there.
Is that, strictly speaking, rhythm guitar that you're just... Oh, okay. 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 Okay.
Marco's the lead guitarist. He's awesome. Marco used to play with The Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
Oh, wow.
You remember him? Fire.
Yes.
Something to burn. Yeah.
We've got another associates.
And Arthur was going through tubes, because Marco used to play the tubes in London. And he was going through a tube station and heard Marco. And he said, I'm doing a new tour. Do you want to...
Oh, right.
This is way back, you know, 20 years ago.
When you said that to begin with, I thought your tubes was an instrument.
Yes.
Play the tubes.
Yes.
You could play a tubes, can you?
Yeah, I could play... Not very proficient.
The spoons.
We nearly had a request. It's not quite a request, although we have a request for the future. Again, it's Adam who's come and said, when I'm in an old people's home, I'll request Hurry Up Harry by Sham69. So that's the way it's going, right?
Hurry Up Harry, come on.
So there you go. I mean, punk is
come on.
Notionally 50 years old now.
Yeah, Joe will go punk at one point.
Ah, punk album.
Joe Noah and Nowhere will be...
I could definitely help with some suggestions.
So there's a plan to do different genres,
yes,
across the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're hoping that one of the big majors... That's a jolly good idea. We've got all this back catalogue. Yes.
We want to get snapped up.
Yes. We want to... Because the fact of the matter is, a lot of young folk, they don't know these songs.
Yeah.
And they're terrific songs. And they know, when they hear them, they know they're good songs.
So in 30 years, you're going to be doing rap albums in old people's homes?
Yes.
I want to be around for that.
I want to hear that. Well, it'll be Buggles.
Yeah.
The Buggles, please.
If you don't mind.
I think we want to cajole you into an 80s album, punk album. You've got the show tunes. You've got Volume 2 of the Country and Western. I want to hear more Americana. What else have we got? We're obviously not going to the metal or the rap. Well, the rap might is a future project.
Well, I have done rap songs.
Have you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. There's a lot of things to talk about and many things to know. Before we get started, Cut Loose or Let Go, I thought I'd introduce ourselves. Only take a mo.
What's that from?
The Philosopher Kings of Islington.
Oh, right. So I shouldn't have recognised it. That's okay. I was worried that I didn't recognise it. The Philosopher Kings of Islington.
We're white, middle class, overeducated, fast. A lot of thinking going on. It really makes you laugh.
Dear. Actually, no, there's nothing worse than bad rap. I don't want to...
Excuse
me.
Please come again.
I'm going to see my counsellor now. Thank you.
You know what I mean? Do you remember Morris Minor and the Majors? No, okay, that's Tony
Hawk. I've heard all these bands I've heard, but
no, but it's just a terrible rap, spoof rap. Is not funny. It's just not funny.
Yeah,
they just put a beat down and then just have some spoof going. Like, you know, it's like, oh, all right, yeah, funny. It wouldn't be funny if you were talking it. So why is it funny if you're rapping it? In inverted commas. And of course, the question we haven't got to so far is, who is Joe No One from Nowhere, and why is?
Well, he came from a song which is called "Be Silent and Pray."
Mm-hmm.
And it was a line from that song that I was writing.
Yeah.
And Joe, no one from nowhere has something to say, which was all about, you know, it's very hard for regular people to actually be heard nowadays. And I don't know if I'm not allowed to talk about a little bit about politics, but I went and saw my local MP, who shall mm-hmm. remain nameless.
Okay.
And I expected to go into a big room where there'd be lots of people and questions, and he'd be feeling, you know, like hustings or something. And instead, we went into a pub, and there was him sitting at one end in a table with his assistant, and all people lined up, and we just went up and talked to him individually.
Well, it's
so
just a
nobody
surgery.
Could ask a difficult question. So how can Joe No One ask a question and it get heard by more than the MP who goes, yes, we're very concerned about that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Next.
Blah, blah.
Well, yeah. Anyway, sipping nice his sweet
you.
Sherry, was
yes,
he?
Lovely.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure isn't that their modus operandi, isn't it? In the surgery, there's just them and you, and they'll probably just give you platitudes.
It was presented as being a public event.
Oh, I see.
But actually, it was a public-private event. Mm. So, interesting.
Let's play another track from your CD, shall we?
Yes.
This is track number 8. This is Tennessee Waltz. Is there anything you want to say about this before I play it?
It was written on a bus.
Oh.
In a snowstorm.
What?
And two
on
guys...
the side of a bus?
Who I can't remember their names offhand. I haven't got my phone in front of me.
King and Stewart.
Yes. And what's the other guy? What's they called?
King and Stewart.
King. Oh, it's Pee Wee King. The famous Pee Wee King.
Pee Wee King. I like him already.
A record plugger and songwriter from the 40s and 50s. And yeah, so he part wrote this, and there was a waltz song which was a hit at the time for another state, and so they decided to do Tennessee because I think they were driving through Tennessee. But anyway, this actually happened to me because it's all about
what?
Introducing your girlfriend to your best friend,
right?
And goodbye, girlfriend.
Oh no!
It
oh,
actually, did happen to me when I was 16. We're at Linda, and
Where are you now, Linda?
I introduced her to Tim. And that was the last I ever saw them. And sometimes on moonlit nights, actually there was a moonlit night a couple of nights ago.
Yes.
You can hear my voice above the rooftops shouting out,
Linda! Are they still together?
I have no idea.
They're both in shallow graves, aren't they?
Tim now is in Glastonbury, tending gardens.
So you stayed in touch with Tim?
I don't know what happened to Linda. Linda, if you're listening, her name was Linda Marsh.
Right. But so Tim doesn't know where she is, obviously.
Don't know.
But you know where Tim is?
Yeah.
He's a marked man, I take it.
Yeah, yes.
You're still mates.
I still talk to him. I don't know why.
Let's hear it, shall we?
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my darling. While they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz, 'cause I know just how much I have lost. I lost my little darling the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Thank you. alas, my little darling. The night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee waltz, that beautiful Tennessee waltz, that beautiful Tennessee waltz.
And you're saying, Pete, that's a proper waltz?
Yes, 1-2-3, 1-2-3-1. Most waltzy things are 6-8, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2. That's a proper waltz. Unusual in a popular song.
These days.
Any days.
Yes.
Well, except maybe the 1840s.
I was going to say, I'm not a waltz expert, yes. But I suspect they were waltzy waltzes. Yes. So it's nothing to do with the waltzers, then, I take it. What are you thinking?
Coming up tomorrow on Gosport Hospital Radio, 1 till 2pm we've got Same Sarah Different Day, and 4 till 5pm we've got Andy's AM in the PM show. So I think we're running out of time for any requests now, but a shout out to everyone that's in the hospital. I hope you're enjoying this different show than
different
the norm.
Different from our normal, yeah.
So,
we stuck a few of ours in.
Yeah, got a few.
Disrupt the tunefulness.
Bring the chaos back, yeah. Have you got another track you'd like to play from your CD?
Yeah, why don't we do Just Walking in the Rain? Because it's got such a good story. You could not make it up.
Well, we didn't dig into the story of that last track, the last track being Tennessee Waltz. We were too busy talking during to get to the nub of the guy being dumped, but hey-ho.
Yeah, well, it's a story. I don't know, were we on air when I told the story about Linda?
Yes,
yes, we were.
I know, I
wanted
to
pick... same story.
Okay.
Yeah. Introduced him to a mate. Mate took girl. Goodbye, girl. That's it.
Country and Western, tick.
Yes. Yeah, my woman's gone. Dog's dead. Yeah. Apart from that, it's all right, I suppose.
It's all right.
Yeah.
We struggle on.
Got a guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, got a guitar and a... Oh, I can't remember that. Anyway, let's not go there. We're going to run out of time. We better play this.
All right. This is
the deadline.
Just Walking in the Rain.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart, but trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue, because my heart, it still remembers you. Walking, people come to their windows,
walking,
while they always stare at me,
walking,
walking, shaking their heads in sorrow, saying, just walking in the rain, thinking how we met, knowing things could change. Somehow I can't forget. Stand in their windows,
walking,
walking,
walking.
They always
walking,
stare at me,
walking,
walking. They're shaking their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, thinking how we met, have changed. Somehow I can't.
somehow I can't forget. Somehow I can't forget.
That's nearly it for tonight. So thank you, Joe No One from Nowhere, a.k.a. CEO of Healthy Generations.
Thank you very much for inviting
Peter Crockett.
Me.
It's been a pleasure. And where do we Thank find you. your material, your content?
Anything, if you go to the website, healthygenerations.org.uk, and then in the menu there's the shop. Go to the shop, and then there's Joe No One.
Great.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, guys.